Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Cook and Joe Show, and Ron, the Pirates won their fifth in a row last night. The pitching was good. It was Chris Archer's probably his best start as a Pirate. It was his best start as a Pirate. And all of a sudden, they sit here at 77-74 compared to preseason prognostications. It's a real safe bet. They've already outstripped most of them, and they will.
What did you predict?
I think 70, right around this, 76, 77.
I was 74.
Something like that, yeah.
74 wins.
So the question then becomes, what does all this mean in the end? Like, to me, they crumbled in August, and that's really the story of their season, and this is all cosmetics right now. They went 10-17 in August.
Right after the trade deadline, they made the big move.
Yeah, and then away went their season. And this is, in many ways, to me, putting lipstick on a pig here, Ron. They're 11-5 in September, but 8 of the 11 wins are against Cincy, Miami, and Kansas City. 8 of the 11. And I know they've tortured the Brewers a little bit this year, to their credit, but it's just hard for me to look at this and say, wow, if they finish 4 or 5 games over 500, this was a great year. I think expectations changed when they got off to a really good start.
26-17.
And then when they beefed up at the trade deadline. To me, if I had predicted 74 or 76 at the beginning of the year, things change. Expectations change.
Well, I mean, they've been consistently inconsistent. They start 26-17, and then I believe they went 14-31, where the bottom fell out. Then they had the 11-game winning streak. They made the moves at the trade deadline. They had a horrible August, and now they're having a good September. I'm not going to say it's a great season, but I want to see what they do in these next 7 games against you talked about who they've beaten up. Well, they're playing the Brewers now. Those games mean something to them, and the Cubs. They mean something. They're going to see the frontline guys for those teams. And if they handle it well, I'm just encouraged because of the young pitching. That's what encourages me.
I am too.
I mean, if that's – despite what the record is – now, I don't want to see them have a losing record again. But, I mean, no matter what the record is, what they finish with, I'm going to be encouraged because of the young pitchers.
I'm with you on that.
If Archer's such a key, and last night he was really good. What, 1 run in 7 innings?
Yeah.
Again – as you point out, it's the woeful Kansas City Royals. I get that.
But they've been decent offensively for a bit now.
I'm not going to say this is a playoff caliber team headed into the offseason. I think they really need to do something with the offense, and to do that, it's going to cause them to spend money. And we know their policy on that is it's hard to be enthusiastic that they will. But if they do, if they go out and find a bat to go with this young pitching, I think they have a chance to be pretty good next year. So that makes it a good year for me because of the way these young pitchers have developed. Now, overall, I mean, it's hard to say if they finish 82 or 84 and 78, that's 6 games over 500. I think that's a pretty good year for them. But no matter what the record is, I'm more excited about what they can do next year because of the pitching.
I hear that. They're 9 games over at home too, which sort of jumps off the page. But in the end, Ron, yes, the pitching's been very encouraging. And maybe we'll look back on this as something that a lot of us missed because, frankly, not a lot of people are watching right now, certainly not in person. And we'll look back and say, boy, they really laid the groundwork for what is now, maybe we're sitting here next year saying it, a contending team. But the fact of the matter is they're not contending, and I think this is sort of just an illusion. I do. It's September. Their season fell apart in August, so they're probably only going to play 161 games.
They're not going to play that makeup game.
Yeah,
let me ask you this, though, Joe. They have 3 against Milwaukee and then 4 Chicago. Say they go 4-3, 5-2. Would you change your opinion
no,
at all?
No, I can't. The season ended in August.
Even if they beat really good teams that are fighting
for
something?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I mean, they could still conceivably, Ron, wind up 8 games over .500.
Did I read in the paper today they're 6 games out of a wild card spot? They're not going to get it, but they're actually, like, it's in sight. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm a big believer with you. September games can be very misleading, except when you see the pitching staff take a step forward the way this one.
It's going to be interesting.
Tyone Williams have just been dynamic.
Yeah.
Archer had a good game last night. I like Musgrove. He's kind of tailed off a little bit, but I still like him. And Nova's Nova. So you got 5 guys, and you still got Mitch Keller down in the minor leagues with Kingham. You have a chance to have a little depth next year.
And they got the Reds mixed in. So here's the question on the table. What if they finish 84-77? What if they just have a winning record? Is that significant to you? Are you looking at this stretch of Pirate baseball and saying that this matters? 412-928-9370. It would be hard. If they finish 83-78, Ron, am I still going to call the season a failure? I guess, yes, I am. I'm calling the season a failure. The season ended in August. I have to call it that. I have to. I've been fooled by previous Septembers.
I won't call it a failure. When have you been fooled by previous Septembers?
Many times in my
collapsed.
Life. Well, no, they, many times
collapsed.
In my life by many different teams.
Not this team. They've collapsed in September under Hurdle back in 11 and 12.
They did, but still the seeds were sown. Not in September, but by those years.
Yeah, but they had massive collapses.
They did. Yeah, no, I'm saying in my history of watching baseball, it's no different than watching a team at the end of a hockey season that's out of it, or a football season, really, that you can be very easily fooled. That's why I'm cautious here, and that's why I'm saying for me the season ended in August, and I wrote it off as what it is. If I'm giving them a grade, I have to give it a D. I don't care what happens now. I can't change my grade because they win a few meaningless, to them, late regular season games against the Brewers and Cubs. I can't.
We can agree to disagree. That's what makes America great. We're all entitled to our opinions.
I'm not clear on yours yet. What will it take in these final weeks for you to say that was a successful Pirates season? 82?
If you get to win.
Or 81.
Record, 81 and 80. You're not going to play that makeup game. Yeah, I would say it's a successful season because of what I've seen the pitching staff develop.
I
picked them to win 74.
But no, I'm not saying that.
And I know
that.
Stuff goes up and down.
I'm not saying that. We're not talking about the pitching staff now because we both agree that that's the most encouraging thing about the season. I'm talking strictly final record, Ron. And for me, if they're 80-80 going into the last game and I'm sitting there saying, well, if they win this one game, I'm going to say success. And if they don't, no, I can't go there.
Well, I get that. I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying I think it's significant for them because they've had so many losing seasons.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to say that this wasn't a losing season. But if they go 80-81 or 81-80, I'm still going to feel good about the team where it is right now because of the pitching heading into next year.
I hear that. I do. You know what?
And I'm not going to say it was a great season under any circumstances, but certain elements of it turned out to be pretty fine.
What I think is significant about a winning record is simply this, that they can use that and that people on shows like this and barroom arguments, you can basically say Pirates had a winning record. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. How often is that talking point used?
All the time.
And to good end. But does it really, in the end, matter that they went 8-8 one year instead of 7-9?
Right.
I don't know. But in the world that we live in, where arguments win out, that's a talking point.
I think it's significant for the Pirates to be able to say they had a winning record. When you have 20 years of losing, 3 years of winning, and now if you're going to have 3 more years of losing – so you'd be talking, 23 out of 26 seasons losing record? Again, in the bottom line, you're right. You're right. In fact, we even asked Bob Walk about this the other day. I said, is there a significance between 81-80 or 80-81? And he said he didn't think so. You know, he said you want to win as many games as you can, but he doesn't see a big significance. I do, considering the history of the franchise.
How many games are left? I can't count here.
Well, they got 70. 3 against Milwaukee, 4 at Chicago, 3 at Cincinnati.
10.
So they got 10 left, theoretically, plus that makeup.
I mean, the way they're playing with their pitching, what if they won 9 out of 10 and won 86 games? Could I still say it's a failure?
Then I think it's an outstanding year.
Okay,
if they
then
do
you're
that.
Putting all that emphasis on these last games.
No,
though.
Because who they're playing.
I know.
If they were
but,
playing all of them against the Royals, Marlins, and Reds, I wouldn't put as much stock
I know,
into
but
it.
I guess I reached the point after August where I said
162 games count.
No, they don't. They're
yes,
in September
they
and they're out of it. I mean, do they count for the Royals? I don't. No, they don't.
They
me.
Win 9 out of 10 and get to 86. They may be knocking on the wild card
Well, that's
door.
True. They may be if they
They're
do that.
They're not going to win 9 out
what
of 10.
What if they did?
I don't see that.
Wait a second. Where? Do you have the standings in front of you?
I can find them right here.
I got to look now at the wild card standings. I guess I've
they
fallen.
They were six back.
Okay. They are, yes, they're six back. They're five behind the Cardinals in the loss column. What if they won the rest of their games, Ron?
Well, then I think you would change your tune.
I would have to.
But I don't know that that's going to happen.
All right. 412-928-9370. We've got the lines lit. I think we have two separate things going on here. Are you encouraged by this pitching staff? Are you encouraged for the future? And then separately, how much does the record itself matter? Going down the stretch here, having a winning season or not, was it a successful year or not, all of that, let's discuss it coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.